Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's alive! It's alive! Finally, Mego looking at me like I'm crazy. Finally, I'm here. Finally, or I don't know how you guys feel about it. Maybe you're like, oh God, I've been dreading this day. But finally, I'm out of my house. Finally, I'm here. Jones, Mego, Arcand, present and accounted for. I think for the long-term future. And we're going to be here enjoying each other's company, enjoying your phone calls out there and reacting to some football. How do you feel about me actually being here for
once?
I'm like,
finally. I feel like we've been waiting on this for so long. We've been in limbo. I love that the Twitch chat already says, I already don't like this show, so welcome. This is Jones and Mego with Arcand.
I would have taken the under on that.
We're coming off a weekend of losses, so I feel like this is a very comfortable entry point for you.
Oh, no. It'll be good for me. Arcand, you couldn't get rid of me, obviously.
Yeah, 5 years. Finally broke away, and I find out months later that you're right back here again. So, yes, I couldn't be happier back here.
So, look.
Everything we say suddenly sounds sarcastic. Like, if I say something nice about you, I feel like just being in the same room with you, it comes off sounding like I'm making fun of you and like I hate being here.
Good. That's how I want it to sound. I want it to sound not very serious. And look, a couple of things here quick. We'll talk football. I promise we'll talk football. We're not going to spend a lot of time beating around the bush on this. But I am very excited to finally be back on the air and back out of the house. I think I've done one bit of media in like 5 weeks. So all I've been doing, and Arcand should know how shocking this is, I don't watch anything. I don't watch anything on television. I don't watch Netflix. I don't watch anything. The first 2 weeks were fine. I'm like, oh, okay, a couple of weeks off. Great.
Wait, so what do you do?
I'll watch that. I watch sports, and I go to work, and that's it. That's all I do.
You weren't going to work, so you just stare at the wall?
No, so I'm saying in the past, I would work at night. I wouldn't watch anything. You know, I'd avoid other human beings, and it was great. But then the first 2 weeks I'm off, it's like, okay, well, now I got to do something. I watch Wednesday, and I watch things on Netflix. Very out of character for me.
That's what you chose.
Yes, that's what I chose.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, continue.
I also watch Kaleidoscope. But then I'm like, all right, well, I'm already sick of watching stuff. Like, what am I going to do? And then I've just been twiddling my thumbs for weeks and weeks and weeks. But I'm ready to get back to ripping teams, and I'm ready to get back to ripping players. I think you'll come to appreciate I'm an equal opportunity ripper. I'm not just going to rip your favorite team. I'll rip the other team as well. I'll rip a team that you may not like, and sooner or later you'll see the light. I'm an equal opportunity ripper. So that is how I feel about it, and that's one thing I do think you should know. I don't know if you guys read the Boston Globe, Mego or Arcand. I have bad news. The show has no chance.
Oh,
so, I saw that.
I did see that.
So that's going to be unfortunate. I thought that was a bit of a slap in the face before we even got going. Bit of a downer. But we're going to roll on anyway. We're going to soldier on anyway, despite what the Boston Globe may have to say. Your ways to get in touch with Jones and Mego with Arcand, 617-779-7937. Good chance I screw that number up, maybe give out my personal number. You can also text us at 37937. That's how you get in touch. Guys, AFC Championship game, NFC Championship game, championship weekend in the NFL. What was your biggest takeaway from the weekend, Mego?
I'm not just saying this because you're here. This whole playoff season, postseason, has sucked. Like, I do feel like we just got conned out of good playoffs. Other than wild card weekend, when you have the Jags second half comeback over the Chargers and the Bills barely topping the Dolphins, there haven't been any good games. And even yesterday, when you get a good game going in the fourth quarter with the Bengals, it's like, finally, Cincinnati's getting some momentum, and then it's the stupidest penalty in the world to end the game. And you're like, okay, how am I supposed to feel about that? And it's just, you look at the Eagles, and it is very Patriot-like if you're thinking about the Patriots almost getting beat by Blake Bortles, like they're going to have the easiest road to the Super Bowl ever. They have a bye week. They go 38-7 beat down on the Giants in the divisional round, which the divisional round was so boring. And then in the NFC Championship, you have the Niners just shuffling through their quarterbacks and handing it off for three quarters of the game because the freaking quarterback can't even throw the ball because of his injury and the other quarterback is in concussion protocol. 31-7 beat down, and now it's like, okay, I guess the Eagles are going to see a somewhat hobbled Patrick Mahomes. We have no idea what Patrick Mahomes' injury actually is or what he's on or how he's doing this out there. It's just been really disappointing to the point that I always get kind of sad this time of year because I'm like, there's only one game left, and I love basketball, and basketball is my number one, but I love football season and just the schedule of it and anticipation and the conversation around it. Now I'm like, it better be an incredible Super Bowl. Otherwise, this entire playoffs has just been so blah.
It's been a little underwhelming. Yesterday was definitely underwhelming. And you know, the Chiefs and Bengals game was great. You're not saying they shouldn't have thrown a flag at the end, right? When you
say it's
a horrible penalty.
It was a stupid penalty on the part of the Bengals.
Totally agree with that. It's a crappy way for a team to advance. I'll admit that all day long, but it was the right call. So, no, the games yesterday were underwhelming, especially that NFC Championship game, no doubt. Arkan, your biggest takeaway?
Main thing that I took away was the Philadelphia Eagles in the way that they surrounded their young quarterback with elite talent and are now cruising to a Super Bowl. And that young quarterback, by the way, was not a Pro Bowler in his rookie year. And I was actually thinking about something that the great Ben Volen wrote over the weekend, and that was that having a quarterback performing at a high level on said quarterback's rookie contract is invaluable in today's NFL, and it really is. And Mac Jones was a pro bowler in his rookie season. And I don't think that you can really account for how much damage was done to not only the progression and maybe even overall future of this offense by setting him back with those coaches and sort of every other bad decision that got made this year. But look at what could have been. Look at what you could have had if you had just put some decent talent around him and gone out there and really made an effort to maximize this window of value when your quarterback's not making insane Patrick Mahomes-type money. Look at what you could have been.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.